CBSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor. Argentina, much in the news because of the election of Javier Milei, a libertarian, an unusual campaigner, campaigned with a chainsaw. Reason presenting that the government is much too large and I'm going to cut it down to size. These many months later, the president is well placed. There looks to be progress on the enormous inflation, over 200, sometimes mentioned higher than that percent. And yet, I welcome Mary Anastasia O'Grady of the America's Report, an editor at the Wall Street Journal editorial page, to introduce us to one of the old guard that Javier Milei campaigned against. His name is Lijo, Ariel Lijo. He's a federal judge, and he's now been put in a very strong position to pass judgment on the present government and the present politics of Argentina. Mary, a very good evening to you. I saw in the presentation you make in your column that Judge Lijo comes from at the time of Macri, the president of Macri, and the time of Vice President Kirchner. I don't know if he extends back to the presidency of Kirchner. What is it about him that suggests he is old guard? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. Actually, he was put on the federal court by Nestor Kirchner, who was the husband of Cristina Kirchner. Both Nestor Kirchner and Cristina Kirchner were presidents of Argentina. And there's actually now a sort of a political grouping in Congress called Kirchnerismo, after the Kirchners. So these are left-wing socialist interventionists and very corrupt politicians. So that's how Lijo got on the court. Now, since he's been on the court, and he's on a court, a federal circuit court, which handles corruption and money laundering, terrorism, and those kinds of cases. And since he's been on that court, he's handled cases involving both the former president, Cristina Kirchner, and the former president, Mauricio Macri, who's considered sort of a center-right guy who only was there for 4 years. So that's how he got on the court. And now President Milei has nominated him to get a seat on the Supreme Court. And this has a lot of people's eyebrows raised, and more than that, you know, really strong opposition to this guy, because during his period on the Federal Circuit Court, he has been accused of not really being a good advocate for blind justice, and he has been accused of basically carrying water for influential people, which President Milei said he was going to get rid of this kind of, government bureaucrat, politician, judge. He was going to clean house entirely. And now he's putting Lijo as a nominee on the court. People are stunned.
Mary, you've corresponded with the judge in the preparation of your column. And the one item that stood out to me in the correspondence is his family wealth. Does he explain it?
Well, you know, these kinds of things get super complicated. I don't have room to do it in my column. But basically, there are allegations against him that, I think this is no secret, that he and his brother came from sort of lower middle income circumstances. And of course, we all believe in the Horatio Alger story of, you know, lifting yourself up by your bootstraps. But his brother came to be an owner of several stud farms in Argentina, raising thoroughbred horses, and also having a very extravagant car collection. And so there are allegations that he also is a beneficiary of this wealth. And unexplained wealth in Argentina, as it's true in Mexico and a lot of other countries in the region, it can be a reason why people question you, because you're supposed to explain your wealth. And if you're, you know, on a judge's salary, he certainly wouldn't have earned that. When I asked him about that, he said that's completely false and that he's not connected at all to his brother's businesses. That would be something for a court to investigate, but it is something that casts a shadow on him from the point of view of his critics.
You cite an organization, Sera Justicio, and they point to the judge being involved in cases about President Macri, but also about former president and former vice president, Cristina Kirchner. Isn't that necessarily a conflict of interest, given that he was appointed by her husband?
Well, I'm not too sure how that case got to him in court, but Sera Justicia is an NGO in Argentina. There's a lot of NGOs who are, you know, sort of trying to improve the rule of law. And the way it works in Argentina is that when the president nominates someone for the high court like this, there's a period of time of I think what we would call sort of public commentary, where people can bring their challenges to the Minister of Justice and say, look, we don't think this guy should be on the court, and here are the reasons. And Sera Justicia published a 45-page paper where it lists all kinds of things about the way in which cases that have come before Mr. Lijo, Judge Lijo, on the court have not been appropriately investigated. Don't forget, John, that they don't have the same system we have. They have an inquisitorial system in which the judge is not just, there's not a prosecutor and a defense, but the judge is involved in the investigation that decides whether the case should be brought to trial. And what these critics of Judge Lijo are complaining about is that when it comes to well-connected people, Judge Lijo, in many cases, found ways to either delay bringing the case to trial or just paralyze it. So, you know, it never moved. And that's considered suspicious. As I said in my column, hard evidence against this judge is hard to come by, but there's tons of circumstantial evidence that leaves you thinking, you know, maybe there might be a better person in a country of 40 million people, someone who's more qualified and less, less shadowy to put on that high court. And it raised a lot of questions about Milei and his judgment.
Finally, Mary, you've written about Argentina before, and I remember the campaign was, I was going to eliminate the central bank and dollarize the economy, and Milei is not followed through on either of those. So is this another example of campaign one way and rule another? We have about a minute.
Well, you know, you bring up a really good point, because a lot of my readers were complaining that I didn't explain why President Milei would be doing this. It seems to go completely against what he promised during the campaign. There are theories, many theories running around Buenos Aires, that basically he is making sausage. I mean, he needs to get things through Congress. He needs to have a court that is going to rule when he does something that's not going to say this is unconstitutional. And so he's basically building a court with favor toward somebody who can help him, whether that's Cristina Kirchner, who still controls a lot of Congress and people in the streets, or whether that's the court itself. It's not clear, but I think that it's probably a worthy speculation that this is a political judgment he's making about how he's going to govern, how he's going to build consensus and govern.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.